Hello and welcome to meditation on the heart's longing. Please get comfortable in your chair. Close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths. Feel yourself breathing in and breathing out as you let yourself sink deep inside of yourself and settle in into your beingness. And to the best of your ability, let yourself drop down from any thoughts that are going on in your mind and into your body, into the feelings and the sensations in your body, and just rest in there for a moment. And allow yourself to be fully here, fully present in yourself. And in this meditation, let us set an intention to deeply listen to your heart. And let yourself feel that intention throughout your felt sense in your body. Let yourself open up to really listen to your heart, to the wisdom of your heart. And as you set that intention to be open to that, get familiar with the sensations of this intention. You may repeat inside, I am open to hearing what is important to me. And even though it may or may not be clear yet, I am open. Give your body and your heart the message in your intention by letting it know that you're open and willing to listen. And now let yourself remember something that is really important to you. Something your heart has known since you were little, and that somehow has never had the chance to develop. Whatever comes up to the surface, as we open up to that knowing or that memory, just let it come up, whatever it is. Whether it makes sense or not, does not matter. It may be something you have done or expressed or secretly longed for and never felt safe or okay to express or share with others. It can be something very, very simple that would be easy to dismiss. So just please be open to whatever comes up to the surface. You can imagine your heart as if it is a womb where something can develop and grow from and eventually be born into this world. What form wants to be born out of the womb of the stillness of your heart? What longing in your heart wants to take shape? Just allow the longing to unfold. Let it take the shape that it wants to take. It is already there. You just need to allow it. Make space for it. When the pregnancy of longing comes to full term, what is it that wants to be born into manifestation? It may just be a tiny seed at this point, where the shape of it is not obvious yet. Just like when you see the beginning stages of an embryo. However tiny and insignificant it may seem at this point, or however clear it may already be, just feel it. Just allow it to be here. And through your allowing, you can make space for it to grow. It all starts out small. If you cut off the longing, it is like an abortion and it will never be born. At least not through you. So by you just allowing the longing of your heart to take shape in whatever form or size it is at this moment, that will allow it to eventually be born into manifestation. For now, let's put aside all of the reasons why you shouldn't or couldn't give birth to it. And instead, just listen as your unexpressed heart starts opening up. You may notice a feeling or an experience or a longing or sensation in the area of your chest or in its surroundings. this area knows. It knows what it or what you came here to experience and came here to express. It knows. It just knows. And it knows it deeply without wavering. It is not an elusive hope that is not based in reality. The longing here is your deepest, most trustworthy guide or compass that will guide you through life. And it always points to your true north. All you need to do is pay attention to it and follow it, just like you would follow a compass. This longing that you're feeling in your heart is a longing for itself. It's a longing for your heart's own qualities, your heart's own nature. It's the natural wisdom residing in everybody's heart. And you can trust this, even though you may not know what it is yet. That does not matter. The knowing will come when it comes. At this point, all you need is to be open, and it will show you. So just relax and do your best. Your heart is longing for itself, for its real qualities. These qualities of love, peace, connection, just being, presence, stillness, joy, expansion, sharing, harmony, mercy, resting, giving, integrity. All these qualities that are right inside everybody's heart. And you're probably already experiencing some of these qualities, or maybe all of these qualities in your life, and may not have given them the value that they deserve. In order to get more in touch with it, please ponder these questions. If you lived in a world that is perfect, what would it look like? What is really important to you? Is it to love yourself more? Is it to be in more integrity? Is it to live healthier? Is it to give more? To love more? What have you always known about yourself and about what is most important to you in your life? What are your deepest values and your deepest beliefs? What inspires you most deeply? What people inspire you the most? What are the qualities that they express that resonate in your own heart? Really listen to your heart's voice and let yourself be informed by the language of your heart through the feelings, the longing, the memories, the vision, the yearning. It's all right here, right inside of you, waiting to be connected with. It is okay now to start listening to your heart. It is okay now to trust yourself again. It may not have been okay back then, but it is okay now to trust yourself again. And don't worry about finding the right words or the right vision. Just listen to what feels good and right inside, what resonates. And then just allow that. Allow yourself to be with that. Let that, whatever it is, unfold in your own presence and in your own allowing of it. Really feel what it is that is important about that for you and for your life, and maybe for others, maybe even for the world. Is that really what you want? Is that really what matters most to you? And if it is, you will feel it deep inside your being. Please take all the time you need to feel it, to allow it, however small or insignificant it may seem. Without your mind's interpretation of it, you will be able to just allow it to come to the surface, maybe for the first time ever, or maybe more now than ever before. And if you need to, if it feels right for you, you can always ask your own divine presence or your core essence that's residing inside of you to show you what it is that your heart is waiting to be experienced and expressed. What little seedling is waiting to be fertilized by your loving attention? If any emotions or memories come up during this process, please let them and just experience them to the best of your ability. It is not uncommon that layers of coverings around our heart need to be cleansed through our tears, through our feelings. So it's a natural process. Please allow it. Please allow the cleansing to the best of your ability. Can you own your vision and not shy away from it anymore? Can you be so brave to let your heart start leading the way? Let yourself access your heart and its longing as often as you're moved to. You can stay here as long as you need. Allow it as much as you can. You can stop several times a day and just check in with your heart. Just listening. Get familiar with the language of your heart and how it expresses itself as and through you. And when you feel complete in this meditation, please gently let yourself come back to the room, to your chair, to your being. And when you're ready, when you feel ready, you can open up your eyes and let yourself transition back into your life, keeping your heart open to its wisdom and to its expression.